This last week, I had the opportunity to my annual canonical retreat, and it's always a good time to just to be refreshed and renewed in the spiritual life. And so I thank you for your prayers. And while we're on retreat, for the most part, it's a silent retreat. We do have a recreation after lunch where we usually play softball. So I'm a little sore from that this week, but I don't know, you use muscles playing softball that you don't use during the rest of the year. But normally it's a silent for the most part. And so during the meals, we take the meals in silence. We don't have conversation, but normally they'll have some tapes playing. Sometimes there'll be readings from sacred scripture or other things like that. And this year we had, we've had this a number of years, but we've had some tapes from Father Gershell, Father Benedict Gershell. I don't know if you've, he's often on EWTN, and he's a very well-known Catholic speaker and author. He just has a really good way of being able to explain the Catholic faith. He's able to use stories and things like that to weave into the truth of the faith into those stories to help be able to enlighten and to explain. And so during one of the meals, he was talking about his understanding of the Eucharist as he's grown up. And he said he remembered while he was young, he used to go to the church with his father, and they would stop and they would visit the Most Blessed Sacrament. And in their parish, he's from Jersey City, in their parish they had a beautiful golden tabernacle, and it was rather large. And they would come in and they would bow down, or they'd genuflect, and they'd go into the pew, and his dad would explain to him, he said, "That's where Jesus lives." And so in his, 4 or 5 year old mind, he had this image of his sister's, I think it was his sister or his cousin, had a dollhouse, and everything was miniature. And so you had like little tables and little chairs and plates and cups and little things like that. And so he had this in his mind that Jesus was like a little miniature Jesus, and he lived in that tabernacle. And so he said he had that image until he got into about the second grade. And one of the sisters that taught him started talking about substance and accidents and different things like that. But what he came away with from there is that sister told him that you can't see Jesus, that Jesus is invisible. And so his image changed from the little miniature Jesus to, but he did have a reference point for this invisible Jesus, because I don't know if you've ever heard maybe reruns or, but back in the 50s there used to be a program on the radio, and it was kind of a drama, and it would start out, "Who knows what evil lies in the hearts of men? The shadow knows." And so he had this image of the shadow, the shadow Jesus, this invisible Jesus that. And he said he pretty much had that until he was in the seminary, I think, of the shadow Jesus. But he said, well, he became a Franciscan, and he was staying at a monastery at one point where Father Solanus Casey was at. And Father Solanus Casey was a very, very holy, I think he may have been beatified actually already, but he's a Franciscan. He was very, very simple. When he was in the seminary, he wasn't able to become proficient enough in Latin. He had a very difficult time learning Latin, and he from an Irish background. I think the classes were being taught in German, so he had a really difficult time. And so he was never given the faculties to be able to preach. He was ordained, but he was never given the faculties to preach or hear confessions. And so he spent a lot of his time just as a porter, the guy that answered the door at the monastery. But anyway, so one night Father Gershell goes into the chapel just to pray. It's late at night, and he just wanted to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. And while he's in there, he gets this just kind of, he senses the presence of someone else, and it kind of starts freaking him out a little bit. And so he goes and he finds the lights, and he turns the lights on, and in the sanctuary there were these spotlights that shone down. And he said that there in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, facing the tabernacle with his arms extended, was Father Casey. And Father Casey was just, he said he was just wrapped in what is known as ecstatic prayer. He was in ecstasy. And he was just completely unaware of anything. He was so in union with God and in union in that prayer that he was just oblivious to anything else that was going on around him. And Brother Grishel said that this, just seeing Father Casey there, this holy old priest that had given himself to Jesus Christ, wrapped in prayer, and he said that there was something about that moment that just really made so much more real for him the Eucharist. He said that you know, just it helped him to understand that we cannot know and we cannot understand just exactly what the Eucharist is or how Jesus does that, that it appears to us as simply a piece of bread. But in that moment, just seeing Father Casey there and having that witness, he said in every part of his being, every fiber of his being, he knew that that was the truth. That Jesus truly is present to us in his body, blood, soul, and divinity, fully present to us in the Eucharist. And this is something that we really, the church celebrates and we highlight today as we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi, the feast of the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. And this reality, this truth of our faith is something that is, it really is amazing when we begin to think about it. We read in today's gospel that Jesus, at the Last Supper, he takes bread, says the blessing, breaks it, gives it to them, and he says, "Take it, this is my body." And then he takes the cup, he gives thanks, gives it to them, and they all drank from it, and he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many. This is my body. This is my blood." This is not just, he doesn't say this is a symbol, this is a sign. He said, "This is." In the Gospel of John, we read, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." So Jesus was very clear on this teaching. He was very clear in what he meant. That he doesn't just want to love us from someplace way far away. But he says, "I will be with you until the end of time." And so he chooses a way that's very consistent with the way he appears to us, the way he comes to us in our souls. When he first appeared in this world, he came not as a great king in flashing and flames of fire and lightning bolts. He came to us as a baby. Something unassuming. Someone that everybody, no one would be afraid to approach him. In humility. Hidden. So Jesus sets this up, it really is the paradigm for how he will continue to come to us and be present to us. What is more unassuming, bread or a glass of wine? But yet he says to us, he takes those ordinary, in which we are able to make an active decision and choose to believe. So that none of us would be afraid to approach Him. All of us would be able to receive Him fully. That He would be able to close to us. To come into us from the inside. This is my body. This is my blood. The word Eucharist in Greek. And so for us, as we realize this incredible reality that Jesus is present to us in the Eucharist, we come before Him to worship Him, to adore Him, to love Him, with grateful hearts, with hearts that overflow with joy, that say, I love you. Come into my heart, come into my life. And we're thankful for His presence, we're thankful for the gift that He is so close to us. This is my body. At the end of Mass, we have an opportunity to worship and to love Jesus in a special way. We'll have a Eucharistic procession. It won't be too long. We'll go out and we'll press up around the rectory, and there are three altars that are set up, and we'll have benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament. And just having that love for Jesus in the Eucharist, whether it be through Eucharistic procession or, you know, when we're passing by a church to stop by to say hello. We have up at the hospital chapel during the week, we can take an hour of adoration. You know, these are all opportunities for us to respond and to show our belief that we believe what Jesus tells us. This is my body. This is my blood. And as we receive this gift of His life, this gift of His love, then our hearts are inwardly transformed. That our hearts are made to be like His. Hearts that are full of the Father's love. That are overflowing. So that as we have received this incredible gift in our own lives, then we will be willing to share that gift with others. Take it. This is my body. This is my blood. Let us give thanks to Jesus today for the great gift that He gives to us in the Most Holy Eucharist.